When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, we're about to go quick.
What are we doing?
We're about to go around the NFL. I said, we're about to go quick assist. We're about to go around the NFL. We were just talking about favorite gifts and the offensive linemen getting gifts from the quarterbacks and all that such thing. And somebody was talking about how they got an electric guitar for Christmas in 96 when they were in eighth grade. And now they play a whole bunch of instruments, so that means a lot to them.
Go out in that garage and play.
Yeah. That's right. And they better. I'm sure that there's a lot of regretted gifts of like, here, we got you a drum set immediately. Problem.
I actually got a drum set when I was a kid.
How many times
I
know your parents
hated
it?
I loved it.
Really?
Hated you.
Yeah. Hey, still don't know how to technically play the drums, but
you got to feel for it. Hey, cut all that noise out. And then when we talked about traditions, the tradition that I should have mentioned is looking for batteries on Christmas morning, because you didn't gotten something that that is battery powered, but you don't got no batteries in the house, and now you're taking the batteries out of the remote and out of the fire, smoke detector.
If I had a nickel. That should be a tradition. Christmas Eve or the 23rd, go buy a bunch of batteries.
Just have some batteries.
You're going to have, you're going to need them.
I know, they clean up around that time. I know. Battery makers, they clean up around that time.
Because ain't nothing sicker than, oh, look, I got this RC car. Yeah, we'll go to the store tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. We'll go to the store.
You on Christmas outside looking at everybody else with their gifts.
I got an RC car that I can't use yet.
You're in the loop right here. Let's go around the NFL, which is brought to you by Quick Assist. Last minute change of plans and you can't use your tickets? Download Quick Assist from your app store today. They'll take care of that process for you and find the best price on the market. That's QUICKASYST, Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. We begin with Thursday Night Football, the first iteration of Thursday Night Football where they flexed in, or I guess they flexed the game out, but they flexed in this divisional matchup amongst teams that are likely to be playoff contenders or playoff, participants.
Mm-hmm.
The word contender is fraught, right? But playoff participants in the Broncos and the Chargers at SoFi Stadium. And boy, it delivered.
It was great.
It delivered in a very big way. The Chargers ultimately win 34-27. But early on, man, it looked like it was all Denver Broncos in this. And I was very impressed with, just Bo Nix in general. With both of these guys. Like, it felt like this was one of the few games, or maybe not few games, one of the games where you could actually look up and be like, whoever loses this is going to be very disappointed because they both played very, very good football, which is very, which is an anomaly on Thursday Night Football oftentimes.
They've had a good year Thursday Night Football, first of all.
Early on, it was rough.
But it's been pretty good overall compared to what it normally is on Thursday Night Football. But anyway, the huge implications, too. Huge implications for the Texans. I think the Texans now have a legitimate shot, as we mentioned, about an hour ago. Maybe face the Chargers, and I'd rather face the Chargers in the first round. But beyond that, just a terrific game. You saw why Herbert is special. with a couple of his throws, including the touchdown throw, which was just ridiculous.
Yeah, when the Chargers started raging back into this game, you could see Justin Herbert in particular, but the rest of this team really just kicking into a different gear. I mean, the guy, Ladd McConkey, one of my favorite wide receivers, going dating back to when he was at Georgia. Like, you see the connection that those guys have. Gus Edwards broke a crazy long one to ultimately put them ahead for good in this game. And so, yeah, man, this was a fun one. And one of the things that helped crystallize this game was a fair catch situation that brought up a rule that is oft overlooked. It is the fair catch free kick rule. So I think we all think that what happens with a fair catch is when in a punt or kickoff situations, you catch the football, mm-hmm. and then they just put the ball, right? Like, or at least in a punt situation, they just put the ball where you caught it. Or in a kickoff situation, you fair catch it and it goes to the 35 or what have you. But apparently in the rule book, and this is a rule that, again, we don't think about very often, it's actually a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the opportunity to kick a field goal from a kickoff formation in those circumstances. And this rule apparently pops up like every, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. The last time that one of these was attempted was October of 2019. The time before that was September of 2013. 08, a couple times in 08, oddly enough. And the last time it was successful was 1976.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, first of all, it had to be Jim Harbaugh's team, right? Like, it had to be. Like, he was, after the game, he was like, I've been looking forward to this. I've been so excited about it.
Actually, let me give you the audio, because, of course, as you mentioned, only a weirdo, and I say that affectionately,
he was
right?
So looking forward to it.
Only a weirdo like Jim Harbaugh, mm-hmm. rather, could have done this. And this was him talking about it after the game. You can hear just how excited he was about it.
First one we've made. We tried one with the 49ers. I think it was like a 70-yarder or something. 71, thanks. Yeah, Mr. Dawson, probably a little. I wanted it so bad that I tried a 71-yarder, but it is my favorite rule.
His favorite rule.
It's my favorite rule. I didn't know anybody had a favorite rule, but of course Jim Harbaugh does.
That immediately made me start thinking about what my favorite rule is.
Me too.
Like, I'm not going to do that.
Me too.
I just confessed, was it earlier this week, that I have a favorite penalty? So, I don't know. I'm too much of a dork.
Yeah, you are. But that's neither here nor there.
Touche.
I guarantee you most players on the field didn't have any idea what was going on. Like, even though they practiced it, they're like, wait, we're going to do that thing that we've done, twice a week for the last 7 years? They probably had to be told where to line up, how it worked.
What is this? What do we got to do?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Is there any chance you remember this next time it comes around? Because, I mean,
I remembered it last night.
Okay, you did? Because I didn't.
But it jogged my memory. I mean, I could have gone the rest of my life and not realize that was a rule. But when they did, I was like, oh, yeah, that is a rule. Oh, yeah, that is a rule. And little Ray Wershing trivia for you. That I always liked the kicker that made the last one.
In 1976?
76.
Who?
Did you know? He actually won 2 Super Bowls with the Niners. Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, all that stuff. Or at least one. I know he won one because he had like 4 field goals in that game. But that's neither here nor there. He never looked at anything but the holder whenever he kicked field goals. He never lined it up. You know how they do now? They with their arm and they do the pointing thing.
Yeah.
And then they look and they get the wind gauge and all this other. All he would do is jog on the field, look at Joe Montana, who was his holder, and Montana would, like, kind of like you do with a golf shot. You don't look at the hole. You look at the spot right in front of you, He never looked at the goalposts, and he was one of the greatest. He played for like 15 years.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Okay. That's crazy.
Not once, ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. Now, of course, I do wonder if he would have been able to make it in this era where it feels like we are unreasonably.
They do the whole thing with the arm.
But also, like, the expectations on kickers are crazy
now.
He
was damn good.
Right? Like, I think that we've gotten to that place where, I think good in that time was different than good in this time. Because, I mean, even with that play, that is a 57-yard field goal. Yeah. And what it makes it easier not having the line in front of you and not having that timing issue.
Take as long as you want.
Right? You can take as long as you want. You can have the right angle, right? Because mm-hmm. part of the
difficulty. You can kick it low?
Yeah, exactly. Part of the difficulty of a long kick is that. These kickers have the leg to drive it, but you can't drive it on that low angle if you have, you know, dudes that are going to jump up and knock it down in front of you. You can do that with this, this free kick, this fair catch free kick, which Cameron Dicker did. But also, he kicked that through with ease. And again, there was a point in time where a 57-yard field goal was an asinine thing to throw out there. Mm-hmm. Now you got a dude who does that, and we're all like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That was fine.
Now I want to see more of them. You know, here's another thing.
No, you don't, because you're sick. The first time you see a free kick go against your team.
That's awesome.
And it goes through against your team? No, for sure.
But, yeah, I'm sick. The other thing I was thinking about, you know, Frank Ross was ticked. He wanted it.
Yeah.
He's about as nerdy as Jim Harbaugh when it comes to this stuff.
That is fair. He absolutely is. You know that the Texans have been involved in one of these.
I do not recall. Maybe that's why I jogged my memory.
Over October 9th, 2005, Rob Baronis attempted one of these.
Okay, maybe that's why in a Texans Titans game. It rang a bell. I don't remember it exactly, no.
Somebody said, what is the rule? Again, for your edification, it is the fair catch free kick rule. When you fair catch, you have the opportunity to do what we typically think of with a fair catch, mm-hmm. which is take the football from that place, at least on a punt. But you also have the opportunity to fair catch it, and then from that spot, kick a field goal
untimed.
I mean, in a kickoff formation. So it's a kickoff formation, but you're kicking a field goal.
You could do this from a punt, like if you fair catch a punt.
Yeah, and anywhere on the field, like you said, like Harbaugh said, he tried a 71-yarder one.
He sure did, and that was a little bit too much chip on your dip on that.
It's a little bit. I guess you wouldn't do this in a close game, like towards the end.
Oh, for sure.
No,
you would.
I'm saying,
like, in a close game,
it has to be very specific circumstances. Yeah. That's what I'm, like in this instance, it was a fair catch, but then there was a penalty that was tacked on because the receiver was ran into by the kicking team, and so that created a circumstance where you were close enough to knock one down.
Yeah, I was thinking, because like I feel like teams wouldn't probably do this because they try, it'd probably be a lot of time left, first of all.
Yeah.
And they'll probably try to run that time down as much as they can, so I don't think they'd just settle for a field goal right there, right off the bat.
It's all situational. Like this is the type of rule that's supposed to be once in every few years anyways. Of course, it's Jim Harbaugh who was giddy at the opportunity to drop that out.
That's
there.
Actually pretty smart, because some people wouldn't do it. They'd just take it to the game, take it to the house or whatever. They wouldn't.
And Harbaugh would be yelling at his TV. What are you doing?
And those 3 points felt like they were
kind of going.
Like, it definitely got them going. Yeah. It was able to, late in the game, they were able to use a little bit of the distance that they had point wise to make this game, put this game out of reach for the Denver Broncos. So shout out to the Chargers. They both are tied at 9-6 now. So yeah, that race at the bottom of the AFC playoff wild card situation there.
I didn't realize the Broncos had the better record.
Man.
That's crazy.
And that defense has to be really, really tough. Like that defense continues to be really good. And I think that was why it was kind of interesting to see the Chargers go up and down on them late in that game after it was like 21-10. The Broncos were really stifling that Chargers offense early. All right, some other things around the NFL. This is an interesting thing that happened with the team that you played last week, the Miami Dolphins. Apparently, we got reporting this week that the Dolphins could possibly release Calais Campbell if and maybe when they get eliminated from the playoffs. Now, they have a 7% chance of making the playoffs at this point. I think they're ninth in the AFC kind of standings right now, which It's getting slimmer and slimmer, the margins or the opportunities for them to make the playoffs. Calais Campbell is a longtime veteran in this league. If I remember correctly, he's like in his late 30s. And, I mean, just a great guy, but he's never won a Super Bowl. And so they might release him to have the opportunity to go and sign somewhere and then get into the playoffs and possibly try and chase a ring. Do you like this?
I do. I think that's fine. I think it keeps the game even more interesting. It makes people, really have to change not only themselves, but people looking at their odds change, et cetera. I get that, you know, hey, what are you doing? It's kind of like when your girlfriend trades you a team at the fantasy trade deadline because she's out of the playoffs and you have a chance, and so it's like a wink-wink kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I like it. It makes it more interesting. They thought about trading him
right
before the deadline.
But, I mean, they were still pushing. They were still pushing for the playoffs. I like it for Calais Campbell himself, like one of the cosmic good dudes in the league. It is going to be deeply frustrating when he goes and, like, signs with, like, the Chiefs Detroit. Or something. Or Detroit is really the
Detroit.
Team because they lose Lee McNeil. Mm-hmm. They need that kind of defensive line presence.
I
mean,
I think that's exactly what they're talking
about. That's probably exactly where he ends up, probably when the Dolphins are eliminated. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure that there's other teams that are like, oh, look, there is a dent in the armor of the Detroit Lions.
Not anymore.
Here comes the friendly giant that is Calais Campbell.
Not anymore.
And to help this team because he is ring chasing. So I think that's cool for him, but it does make me wonder. Hey man, don't make this a habit of kind of circumventing the structures that are put in place here in football. Some other things before we go. I think we mentioned this in passing yesterday, but. Mm-hmm. There's been some serious circumstances. We thought that David Montgomery would end up having to have season-ending surgery,
mm-hmm.
and it seems like they've done enough, asking around, enough second and third opinions, that it seems like he's going to be able to, go without the surgery and maybe be available later on in the playoffs for that team. So, like, if they can have mm-hmm. all of these things come together, if Calais Campbell can maybe join and help, strengthen that defense that really does depend on having maybe some double teams up front against the defensive line, and then they can get Montgomery back to get back that tandem that they have running football later on, they might still have a little bit of a possibility of really contending for a Super Bowl.
Yeah, the third opinion was Dan Campbell's. I think anytime this happens, I'm always a little skeptical. Because when they say, surgery seems to be the option, seems to be the most likely thing, and then all of a sudden they go, I think I'm going to rehab, I'm always a little skeptical of that because that's asking a lot. I don't know if we'll get the same David Montgomery that we've seen in the past, but at this point, I mean, it's their run. It's his body, and he's going to make the decision. But if they get anything out of him, I guess it would be better than nothing.
Yeah. All right. So you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's around the NFL right here. Coming up next. Let's hear from some of the other parties in the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's hear from some of them as we get ready for that big-time matchup between these two teams on Saturday. We'll do it next.